The scripture today is in Psalm 121, Pew Bible, page 536. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
It's beautiful that you just heard. And yet, it's not a song that is irrelevant to our lives. It's a part of our everyday life. As we were singing Precious Lord, Take My Hand, Reverend Thomas Dorsey wrote that song back in 1938. And there was a lot going on in the world in 1938, just 11 years after a big world war finished. And another one was on the way, it looked like. And I remember hearing an interview with him. He said Hitler had just crossed into Sudetenland at that time. And they knew something big was coming. But always, no matter what the situation, we can trust the Lord to be with us and to take our hand and lead us on. And this morning, the title is A Song of Ascents. And do you know where that's from? Some of you must know where that's from. A Song of Ascents. Now, let me tell you this while you're thinking. The first time I heard that, it was a title of a book that was the biography of Dr. E. Stanley Jones. And Stanley Jones was a Methodist missionary to India. An amazing man of God, and God used him in a great way on that great nation of India. But he wrote about his life and his relationship to Jesus Christ, and in his biography, he tells all of these significant moments in his life, and he chose that because he said it's a group of psalms from Psalm 120 through 134, that are called Psalms of Ascents or Songs of Ascents. And the idea is people would chant these and sing these, especially as they were on pilgrimage going to Jerusalem. And if you went to Jerusalem, you were always going up. You were always ascending. And when you left Jerusalem, you're always descending, because Jerusalem was the heart of Judah, of Israel, and also it was higher. It was built on a mount. And so it was a song of ascent. You sang it while you were on pilgrimage, going up higher. And you know, this morning we're all on pilgrimage. We're hopefully going up higher. And the truth is, in Jesus, we are. Someone has described our lives or described journeys or leadership going from here to there. And all of us are going from here to there. And if we know Jesus, we know there. That's heaven. That's the Lord's presence. But there's a whole lot of things between here and there that we don't know. And there's a whole lot of circumstances that are going to make us say, Lord, where are you? Lord, I need you on this way. Just as those pilgrims in the Holy Land didn't know if they might have some trouble along the way. They didn't know if somebody might rob them, or didn't know what might transpire, because they walked. And it was a long way, and it took like a whole day to go. And so there was this idea of a song of ascents. And probably the most famous verse is verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I was speaking with someone this morning over here about, can you see the mountains from here? I'm sure places around here You can. If you're down by the river here, I know you can't see them, but you can see the mountains in the distance. I love to look at mountains in the distance. Do y'all like that? Do you like, isn't it beautiful? And what a beautiful verse is. I lift up my eyes to the hills, and you'll see that on calendars and a beautiful mountain scene. But I just love mountains. This morning I was doing my devotional time at our home there in Shelby, and I can look in the distance and see the Pisgah National Forest, or the top of the Pisgah National Forest. I look in another way and I can see the South Mountains up there, and always these mountains, they just speak. And we love the mountains. When we lived in Ethiopia, we lived in Addis Ababa, and there were mountains all around that city. Now, the city is at 7,500 feet of altitude, so it's pretty high up. But all around are a string of mountains that are about 10,000 feet of height. And so you could always look at the mountains. And sometimes life was crazy in Addis Ababa. And I can remember just when I'd be going through something, I'd just look up and I'd see a mountain up here. And it always reminded me of the Lord's presence. And it's a powerful thing. So as we're walking on this journey, on this pilgrimage, it's good to know that the Lord is the one who helps us. Now, one reason I believe that this verse is translated the way it is, I lift up my eyes to the hills, where does my help come from? Many people in those days worshiped mountains. They worshiped the mountain. And they would see a mountain and they would not think of the one who made the mountain. They thought of the mountain. They served the creature or the created thing more than the creator. And for us in our lives, it's awfully easy to put something else in the place of God. Something God has put there, but we don't think of God, we think of that thing. And when we lived there in Ethiopia, and you'd drive around and you'd drive, you see a hill, and on top of the hill would be a tree. And deforestation is a big problem there. And so you see the tree and you think, wow, that's such a beautiful tree. Do you know why that tree was there? Because they worship spirits under that tree. People worship spirits. And so nobody's going to cut that tree down because they don't want those spirits coming after them. And then also because it's big in the community, they might burn your house down if you did something like that. So they have this idea, it's called animism, where you put a spirit into a mountain or something, and that is not God. Now, the great thing about our lives is when we look at the mountains, we can remember that God who made the mountains is our help today. He is our help. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. In our home there in Addis, there was one mountain in the distance I would see. It was out east of Addis. So I'd see it in the morning maybe. And it was called Yirrur Mountain. And Yirrur. Sound like you make it. But that's really the name of it. Y-R-E-R, something like that. And so one day our staff from the church took a day trip away. And everybody lived in the city there. And we went out to Yirrur Mountain. And we took a hike because there was something like a little park out there. And years ago, before the communists took over the country and everything fell apart, a lot of American work was going on there in that country. And it, somewhere along the line, somebody had made a road all the way to the top of that mountain. It was in great disrepair. So we went out there and we drove in a bus to the bottom of the mountain and we hiked up the mountain. It was a good hike. 5-6 miles or so, and about 3 miles to the top, and then back down is a meandering road. And I remember seeing this lady who was on the staff there at the church, and I'd seen her there at the church, and I knew her, and I was walking on up ahead, and we came back down, and I saw this lady and two others, and this lady was just going up that mountain. She was going up that mountain. And I didn't know her story. And I thought, wow, she has some energy in this mountain. What I found out later was that as she was growing up, she was a part of a spirit cult. And it was a spirit cult the Yirer spirit. And she, I don't know what all she did in that, but she was in bondage to that cult. But then she came to know Jesus. And you know the reason she was walking so spryly that day? She was going to triumph over that mountain in Jesus' name. And isn't that an amazing story? And I thought, wow, to me it was just a hill. But to her, it reminded her of how the Lord Jesus had helped her, how He had been, how He was the Lord of her life. And through Jesus, she had triumphed over these evil spirits around her. Now, aren't we happy that the God we serve is with us and He is our help? And anytime we need help, we can look at a mountain if there's one around and let it remind us of God. But the one who made the mountains, the one who made us, is there ready to help us. The scripture goes on in verse 3, it says, He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Knowing that the Lord created the earth is a wonderful thing. And knowing that His creation reminds us that He will help us along the way in our pilgrimage. But it's also good to know that the Lord cares for us. And it affects our daily walk with Him. And knowing that changes the way we look at each day. Notice what it says. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not go to sleep. Indeed, who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Isn't it good to know that not only did God make the mountains, but He watches over us day by day. He watches over little things like our foot slipping. Now, I say little thing. That can be a big thing. And know this, anytime we either slip or stumble, the Lord watches over us. Now, He doesn't always keep us from falling. Have you noticed that? But we can know that even though He doesn't keep us from things, He is so much aware of what we're going through. Because a lot of the times we get to know Him best through the tough times in our lives. And we would say, Lord, if it could be, I want it to be easy on me. Please make it easy on me, Lord. But He doesn't always answer that prayer. He says, I will make it easy on you because I'll be with you as you live life like everybody else has to live life in this world. And it's a tough world. But He cares for us and it affects our daily walk with Him. There is nothing that we're going to be involved in that the Lord cannot use for His glory through our life to teach us, to show us His way. In Psalm 139, we read these words, You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? The answer is nowhere. Anywhere I am, He is there. Yesterday morning, I took Becky and Jordan's our daughter, over to Charlotte to catch a flight to Miami, and then they flew to Haiti. And they were a part of a group, and they're down there in Haiti this week doing medical missions. And if you know anything about Haiti, it's bad, okay? It's bad. It's a beautiful country in a lot of ways, but it's terrible in the leadership they've had, and it's one of the worst places in the whole Western Hemisphere to go. But you know, the confidence they had as they got on that plane and as they went off, and now Becky spent a lot of time in Africa, but she'd never been to Haiti, you know, and there's a similarities to the countries, but it'll be new and different. But see, everybody knew that no matter where they went, the Lord was going to be there. The Lord is there in Haiti. I have this little thing, little app on my phone, the Find Friends app. And yesterday, last night, I looked on it. I saw right where Becky was in Port-au-Prince. And I was looking around, there were hospitals all around her, and I thought, you know, hospitals can be dangerous places in third world countries. I want you to know that. But anyway, but at least they're there. But the better than that, I knew the Lord was with her. And I'm not going to know what they go through trying to help others, but I do know the Lord will be with them. That was their confidence. That's all of our confidence that we have. He gives us confidence during difficult and dangerous times. I am such a wimp. I want the difficult times to be over, don't you? I've had enough, you know. It doesn't take much sickness. Headache, a toothache, a sore toe, anything. I want it over. But the Lord gives us confidence in that. Now, I want to encourage you. You know, what we do when we're wanting to get out of something, He's wanting to teach us something in, we just remind ourselves He's with us. He's teaching us. Comfort our hearts. And then it'll start hurting again and we'll forget all about that. And then we'll say, Lord, You're with me. Remind ourselves that He is with us. And it's His truth. His Word is true. And we can know that. We can't trust our feelings in all those circumstances. When we're going through tough times, you know what we feel like? We feel alone. We feel alone. We want to sing, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. But the good, nobody knows but Jesus. But He knows. He knows that. Knowing He cares for us affects the way we live our life. Now, if you think you're all alone, you know, gloom, despair, and agony on me, that's not true in Jesus. If it's tough, it just means He's right with us. If it's tough, it means He's watching over us. Let us remind ourselves with these words. Now, as the scripture goes on, verses 5 and 6, the Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. When I read that scripture, you know, I think back to when I was a child growing up in Marshville and grew up on the farm there, and we had this garden. And one thing's about gardens, they're always out in the sunlight. You know, at least the vegetable gardens like we had, always in the hot, boiling sun. And I found this, I don't know the answer to this, but when I'd be out there working in the garden, you know, and my grandma was always coaching me and telling me what to do out there in the garden, and I just knew I was dying in that garden. It was so hot to pull, you know, always something to do in the garden, weeds to pull up or something. And so we'd be out there and she'd be coaching me along in that. And right about 20 feet away was a big oak tree. And I never could figure this out. If I could be standing 30 feet away in the garden, being just hot and not a speck of air stirring, if I stood under that tree, I could feel a breeze. And I'm saying, why is it so breezy under that tree? And I can't, well, it's just because it gave me shade. And in the Lord's, the promised land in Israel, it's hot a lot of times. Many of you have served in hot places or been in hot places, and isn't shade nice? You go to the beach, and what do? We carry shade with us. We carry an umbrella with us because we want to get out of the heat of the sun. But isn't it good that the Lord is our shade? The next time you walk under a beautiful oak tree or some tree and you get protection, just thank the Lord that He is your shade. It's something we don't understand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. We don't know much about moonburn, do we? When we lived in Botswana, one of our missionaries, because it's so bright at night there, the moon was so bright, she said, you could get moonburn here. But what it was in those days, again, the spirit worship. People associated the moon with a type of spirit worship. And so people were afraid of it. Now, we might be afraid of the sun because we'd only get a sunburn. But in those days, people were afraid of the sun because of the god of the sun might be after them, you know. And if they don't treat him right, he might cook them out there or something. And so at night, shade is critical to being able to withstand the heat. If you're going to follow Jesus or if you're following Him, it's going to get hot in this world. It's going to get tough. You're going to miss the big heat, but the heat here is going to be tough. And isn't it good to know that the Lord is your shade? He gives you shade along the way. And you know what we'd do, the way we survived, or at least I survived in the garden? I would take a break and go over under the big oak tree and I would come back out. The Lord is that way for us. He gives us shade. He gives us shade. When the heat is on, look for the shade the Lord will give you, because it'll be around. He'll give you relief. And then notice in the last part of this scripture, the Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. You know, the Lord provides a well-protected life and eternity. Now, golly, protect you from all harm. He didn't say He will protect you from all pain. He'll protect you from the harm that would destroy you. And there is, you know, there's a lot of things can destroy our bodies, but we are so much more than our bodies. Now, our bodies are very important, but we are so much more. And He's not saying if you're a believer, you're never going to have any tough things, or you're never going to be in an accident. He's not saying that. But know this, in the midst of that accident, He's going to protect you. And also, it's now and forever, now and eternity. We reference everything to now. He says now and forevermore, because we are made for something more than just 60 or 70 or 80 or 90 or 100, however many years here on this earth. He will keep you from, He'll watch over your life, your coming and going. You know, He doesn't promise a cushioned life. He promises a protected life. The Lord will watch over you. And if something bad happens, He'll be with you in that time. And there is nothing bad that can happen that He can't work and use it to make us more like Jesus day by day as we walk with Him. Now I want to ask you this. Where are you on your journey? I don't know, but we're on a journey. I'll guarantee that. There's a history going to be written about our lives, and we're a part of it. And the big thing is, we're very important to it. We don't know what's out there. Now, we can plan ahead, and you should plan ahead, and that's wise to do that. But you don't know every contingency along the way that's going to happen. But isn't it good to know that He is with us? And there's nothing in this life, if we'll walk with Him through it, it'll take us higher. It'll take us closer to Him. We used to sing a song growing up. We're marching to Zion. We're marching. Come ye that love the Lord. We are. Not an earthly Zion, but a heavenly Zion. We're not going up to Jerusalem, though it's a wonderful place to travel to. If you ever get a chance, I encourage you to go. I want to go sometime. But we're going to a better place. We're going to the Lord's house to live with Him forever. And He will be with us. And I want to encourage you, keep your eyes on Him. Keep those things in your life that remind you that He is working in your life. Focus on Him. Walk with Him. He will guide you. He will watch over you. He will be with you wherever you go. Let's bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You for Your word. We need to hear it. Lord, we thank You that You know us, You walk with us, and Lord, we want to look to You right now. And Lord, I pray that You would help anyone here that needs to be closer to You to open their heart again to You or recommit their life to You. Lord, if there's someone here going through a tough time, Lord, may they know by Your Holy Spirit that You are with them. You never leave them. You never forsake them. And there is nothing that can happen in their life that You cannot use for Your honor and glory eventually as they walk with You on this journey. And Lord, all of us today, Lord, help us to be renewed in our walk with You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to sing together our invitation hymn number 605, Living for Jesus. I'll be here at the front. Be glad to talk with you and pray with you as you respond to Him, as we respond to Him today.